صاحب is with us. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you, Mufti Sahib. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. The platform is yours, Mufti Sahib.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Ramadan Mubarak, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 186. When one studies the Noble Quran, the commentary, exegesis of the Noble Quran, you have to look at text and context as well. Now study the verses that we've started on Monday, and you will see that on verse Surah 2, chapter 2, verses 183, 184, 185, and then tomorrow's lesson 187, all have to do with Ramadan. But chapter 2, verse 186, the usloob, the methodology changes there. The message is changing to show us that this is a very important dimension of Ramadan Mubarak in all times. So what had happened was the Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of the Master alayhi salatu salam, came and said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger, peace be upon you, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam, Arabbuna qareebun, is our Almighty Allah very, very near us, fanunaji, then we will just whisper, Amba'idun fanunadi, or is he very, very far, we will shout and scream. That was the question they posed. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam waited, and Almighty Allah revealed this verse via the agency of the archangel Gabriel, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So it shows that we are already today in the third fast. How much dua, how much supplication, how much did we beg Almighty Allah for victory in Gaza Mubarakah? How much did we ask Almighty Allah for our death on Iman and Islam? And various duas for specific occasions. So all that we need to implement more so now during this month of Ramadan. I will give you a few examples. Chapter 2, verse 186. Before that, Ramadan. After that, Ramadan. In between, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي. So when my servants, Allah is praising the Sahaba, the beloved companions, when my special servants, they ask you, Ya Rasulullah or Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about me. So you must respond and say, فَإِنِّي قَرِيب, that I am very, very near, so near, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ حَبَلِ الْوَرِيدِ, we are nearer to you than your own jugular vein. And ujibu, you make salam, wa salim kareem made salam, so we say wa alaykum assalam, you call that jawab, my response. So yeah, Almighty Allah says you beg of me 24/7. Ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'ani, I will respond to the dua and supplication of the one who is supplicating when he calls me, when he begs me, when he beseeches me. Dua ka maqsad mangna hai, dua ka maqsad parna nahi. The aim, purpose of dua and supplication is to beg, petition Almighty Allah. We repeat the duas. We beg Almighty Allah. We are beggars in the court of Almighty Allah. And not just to read, parrot fashion. We must beg Almighty Allah. Idha da'ani. And in Islam, how does one make dua and supplicate? We first praise Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Thereafter, we read salawat, salutations, blessings upon Nabiul Mustafa, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Durood Sharif, salawat we read. Then we beg Almighty Allah for our personal needs, our collective needs, the global ummah, their needs. So in that way, we keep on begging Almighty Allah. But you also must fulfill your side of the bargain, O human being. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. So let them respond to me. We just finished having our suhoor, our pre-dawn meal. So was the meal we had, what we ate, what we drank, what we consumed, was it halal and tayyiba? Was it dubious and doubtful? Was it haram, Allah forbid? So you human beings, they also must fulfill my commandments, my injunctions, my instructions. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And they must bring true iman in me, firm faith in me. There must be no doubt and there must be no skepticism. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So that they also will be rightly guided on the right path. So it is Almighty Allah's open invitation to us. So Almighty Allah is telling us, commanding us, ask me and I will respond to you. Ud'uni astajib lakum. The manner method of dua, ud'u rabbakum tadarru'a wa khufya. Cry to Allah, beg Allah with humility and softly, you don't have to scream and shout. And if a person feels he's a multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire, trillionaire, and now he is self-sufficient, he says, I don't need Allah, Allah forbid. Chapter 25, verse 77, the last verse of chapter 25. قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Agar tumne dua nahi ki, to Allah ko koi parwa nahi tumhara. If you did not beg and supplicate to Allah, Allah is not bothered about you. Allah is not concerned about you. So it's in our own interest to beg Almighty Allah to attract the mercy of Allah. Hadith in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَخْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. When you don't beg Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, Allah's wrath, anger, rage and fury descends on that person. Let's just take few du'as and supplications. Did we read it? So before we place the date in our mouth, iftar time, the sun has set, the adhan has started, maghrib time, and now we put and insert the date. Before that, read a Muslim hadith and Abu Dawood. Allahumma laka sumtu wa ala rizqika aftartu. Oh Allah, for your love I kept this fast. Oh Allah, on your risk and sustenance I am breaking this fast. Now we ate the dates, we had the water, we had the tea, the samosa, what have you. After the iftar, before the maghrib salat, hadith in Abu Dawood, ذَهَبَ الظَّمَأُ وَبَتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقُ وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ. The thirst is gone. The veins have become moistened and wet. The reward is already established by Almighty Allah. We read our witr salat, the man in the masjid behind the imam, the women at home. And this is for every night, not only for Ramadan Mubarak. So after the witr salat, say, Subhanal Malik al-Quddus, Subhanal Malik al-Quddus. And the third time, you prolong it. Subhanal Malik al-Quddus. So this hadith is authentic, mentioned in Sunan Nasai. Sehri time, suhoor time, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Wabil asharihum yastaghfirun. Astaghfirullah, 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 Rabbi. Min kulli dhambin wa atubu ilayh. We're paying our zakat now, our compulsory charity to the poor Muslims who are destitute and in difficult situations. So after we paid the zakat in cash or kind, say, Allahumma ij'alha maghnama. Ya Allah, make it beneficial for him, for me, for everybody. وَلَا تَجْعَلْهَا مَغْرَمًا. Don't make it a fine and something not beneficial. So the hadith in Ibn Majah, we must learn these du'as now. Ramadan Mubarak is month of du'a wa da'wat, the month of begging, not begging people. You will find so many maulvis, so many people begging now, half of them mufatiyas, fake and not bona fide and not genuine. So for such people, you should not give them. They will phone you, contact you, give me zakat. You must know 90%, 80% of them are just self-enrichment. So we must not give them. Make sure we give those people who are 100% authentic and so forth and so on. So therefore, we need to be careful and circumspect in that regard. Okay, let's go around the world and the news, views, interviews. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Day 160, today Thursday, and the genocide in Gaza. So, one jutla was killed and three was injured. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Netanyahu's government is in jeopardy. Looks like that America, Europe and them are going to throw him under the bus because now he is using the wrong strategy and causing so much harm to the people of Palestine and to the Israeli regime itself. That's what concerns them. You know the white hegemony. They always want to be in control. Listen to these statistics. Remember, these are all verified. More kids were killed in Gaza in this past 5 months compared to 4 years conflict in the world. 4 years were different places, war took place, conflict took place, but what the jutlas, haramis, the super Jews, super haramis, super murderers, super Zionists did, murdering people, that they targeted the kids and children of Palestine and Gaza. Israel attacks the United Nations warehouse where they keep their food and so forth in Rafah, and one person of United Nations killed. It's well marked everything, but this is deliberate. They want to starve the people of Gaza and Palestine. Countless accounts of Israeli torture in Gaza. 500,000 of people in Gaza and more so there in northern part of Gaza on the verge of famine. Allah disgraces whoever He wishes, wa tu'izzu man tasha wa tuzillu man tasha. Mr. Wilders, they send him to the wilderness, the harami. He said, I will ban Islam, I will ban the Quran. He abandons the bid to become the Prime Minister of the Netherlands and so forth, because nobody wanted to join him, so he turned out to be a pakka harami. If you don't know what is the meaning of harami, it means an illegitimate child, but in our terminology, it means a bee, and a big bee, remember that. Biden and Trump, the two old donkeys, have been nominated who will be the greatest slave of Israel for their respective parties. So Trump for the GOP, the grand old party, the Republicans, and Biden for the Democrats. Saudi Moonsamis, I sent it out yesterday. One person sent me a cartoon. He said the Saudis say they could see the moon and the crescent millions of miles away, but they can't see what's happening in Gaza, that is just hundreds of miles away. So I call them the moon Samis, and they are led by the MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. United Nations seeking aid for $850 million for the people, the refugees of Burma, Rohingya. Don't forget them in your dua. Not only Gaza, make dua for Sudan, cry to Allah for Burma, Rohingya, and so many people are oppressed in different parts of the world. See Pakistan. So now the government, Choro ki hukumat, the government of thugs and crooks, remember that, the Sharif family and Bhutto family running the show. So they say no visitors allowed for Imran Khan for 2 weeks. They know Imran Khan won the elections fair and square, but that did not suit the Pakistani army, nor did it suit, you must remember that, the Westerners, and that is America and Europe and so forth and so on. You, my brothers, sisters, sisters here in Johannesburg area and surroundings, your time is coming very close. Stop eating now. Take your last tablet. Make intention, inshallah. Allah accept. This is a wonderful dua. Read. Rabbana taqabbal minna siyamana wa qiyamana wa jami'a amalina as-saliha ya rabbal alameen. Oh Allah, accept our siyam, our fasting. Wa qiyamana, our tarawih salat, our Quran tilawat, all our good deeds, ya Allah. Time up for you, ye, in Gauteng, my brothers, sisters. Stop eating now, please. So we must always do our duty with beauty, insha'Allahul Aziz. So the UK to pay the asylum seekers to go to Rwanda. You need to send Osunak to Uganda, to Rwanda, maybe send him to Uganda also, or to India. George Galloway gave his speech. 7 times he has been elected there as a member of parliament. And he gave a wonderful speech. And he had 8 minutes. In the last 14, 13 seconds, he told them, you Tories, Conservative Party, and you, the Labour Party, yeah, I've got my boots on. And any time you're going to say wrong things, I will kick you up your backside, he said. So that are the words of GG. We like him because he speaks the truth for Palestine and so for George Galloway. And Israel is very worried about him because according to what I know, George's wife is a Palestinian as well. People say he's a Muslim also. Allahu a'lam, Allah knows. Putin says, I'm ready to use the nuclear weapons. America shaking, Europe shaking. That's why we like Putin. Putin is a big harami. You need haramis at a time of war that can give a bloody nose to all these Americans and so forth. Listen to what crooked Hillary has to say. Crooked Hillary Clinton, her husband crooked, busy with Monica. She is seeing Russia in a dream. She says, if you vote for Trump, that's a vote for Putin and a vote for Russia. 3,000. Now look at the Shias. Shias are pakka kuffar. They don't want to leave their Persian culture. So now they were celebrating New Year. So the New Year, if you know some Farsi and Persian, is called Nowruz. No new. Rose, so day. So new day, new year, like that. So while celebrating that, 3,000 people got injured, dozens got killed and so forth. They're in Iran, and the new year there will start according to their calendar on the 21st of March. Now imagine you say that you are Muslim, but you still carry out your pagan customs and so forth, and that's besides swearing, cursing, abusing. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Usman, Mother Aisha radiallahu anha, and Mother Hafsa radiallahu anha, Amir Muawiyah, for all of them we say radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So Shias are not Muslim, remember that. So Israel negotiating discreetly, silently with Hezbollah. So the Hezbollah said, see, we got them cornered. This is a sign of defeat. Do you know that 500,000 Jutlas have run away from the northern side of Israel because Lebanon is bombing them, giving them stick, mashallah. And 500,000 Jutlas are already suffering, more than 500,000, from PTS, post-trauma syndrome. So they don't know what to do. They just hear Hamas. They can't say Hamas. They say Hamas. Hamas can yell Hamas. So Hamas is going to finish you up. We are prepared to die. Are you prepared to die, your Jutlas? No. You want to love, the Quran Kareem teaches us. United States held a secret talk meeting with Iran and told Iran, please, we're begging you, you must rein in the Houthis that they're causing so much harm. Iran is a pakka munafik and hypocrite, remember? It will play the tune both ways. It say, okay, we will speak to the Houthis, you give us $1 billion, you give us $10 million. That's what Iran does, if you know anything about the history of the Shias and so forth. Listen to this story, right? The Saudis apologized to a rabbi. The rabbi came and they told him, "You rabbi, Mr. Ribbi," in Arabic you say Ribbi, "you must remove your kippah." Your kippah is the jutlas they wear, the small little topi, the yalmuka. So they told him, "Remove it." Then they realized their blunder. They said, "Oh, Mr. Jutla, we apologize to you." So the African Airways, big trouble again. The deal is off, but the plane will fly for 1 year. Ogodan is under big fire. So therefore, he's resigned and retiring after the elections, and the opposition party say, "Good riddance to you, Praveen. For 3 years you wasted time with this SAA deal and yet you couldn't pull it off." And South Africa is going to do a good thing. All these jutlas who got dual citizenship, one side is South African, other side the Israeli. So South Africa has warned them, "You jutlas, you come back and you went to fight and murder and kill the Palestinians, we will arrest you." Today is the 3rd of Ramadan Mubarak. So remember that. What should we remember in our history that will motivate, inspire us? It was the 37th year after the Hijrah, and there was a battle and a war. One side was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he's the Khalifa, and on the other side was Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Both sides were the Sahaba and companions of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. And then remember, on the 3rd of Ramadan, in the 37th year after the Hijrah, an arbitration was set up and established. So even if wars took place between Sahaba, we must show our love for them and defend their integrity and their great, great sacrifices. So today's program, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, Brother Abu Bakr Rawat, 11 to 12, will be fiqh, frequently asked questions regarding Ramadan and so forth. And then tafsir, 1 to 2 and 2 to 2:30, special Q&A for Ramadan. Tonight will be Laylatul Jumu'ah, the first Friday of Ramadan Mubarak, 14:45. Abundant Durood Sharif, salawat upon Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhirin, upon the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jima Salim Kareem, we have about 10 minutes or so. Let's fire up with some quick Q&A from non-Muslims, inshallah, as far as possible.
A very beautiful question, Mufti Sahib. I am a Jew. At first, I was all for the bombing of the Palestinians. Now my eyes have been opened. We Jews supposed to respect other religions. Yet the bombing continues throughout Ramadan. I want to become a Muslim. Not sure if Islam will allow this, Sean.
My brother Sean, I'm so happy. At least you are speaking the truth. If any one of you are on my groups, whether it is, you must remember, the Telegram or on the groups and so forth, there is a senior professor there in Israel, and he said that it is the moral duty of every Jew to speak against the government, what they are doing, and to speak in favor of Palestine and the children and people of Palestine. I am ready like an ever-ready battery for you, my brother Sean. Are you ready, my brother Sean? We make you a Muslim now. I make dua, I cry, I beg at Allah, Jalla wala, Ya Allah, use us so we take your message to all four corners of the world and we remove the propaganda and hasbara of the media. Are you ready, my brother Sean? We make you Muslim now, and wherever you are in Durban, inshallah, you go to the mosque today, 1 o'clock, or you go after at sunset, and they will give you literature, they will welcome you and show you what you need to do, my brother Sean, and choose a nice Muslim name. You can choose Moses, Musa, or Zakaria, or Yahya, or Muhammad, Ahmed, whatever you like, inshallah. Are you ready, my brother Sean?
He says ready, ready.
Right, excellent. You're making our day, my brother Sean. You see, we take the message, or the best message, to the rest of humanity. Now come, my brother Sean, I'm going to read in Arabic. You will repeat after me, then the translation, and then we will recite a short dua, because I have to rush to the mosque here also. So read after me, brother Sean. So I'm calling you Abdullah, slave of Almighty Allah. So Abdullah, read. Ashhadu. Ashhadu Allah, Allah, ilaha, ilaha, illallahu, illallahu, wa ashhadu, anna, anna, Muhammadan, Muhammadan abduhu abduhu wa rasuluh. My brother Abdullah, you're a Muslim now, and what must you do? I'll give you a few suggestions just now. Read the translation after me. I bear witness that truly there is none worthy of worship. There is none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah, except Almighty Allah, and I bear witness. And I bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We say in Arabic, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning is the same, so you don't worry about that. Was, is, will always be, was, is, will always be the last and final, the last and final Prophet and Messenger of Almighty Allah, of Almighty Allah. We thank the Radio Ansar directors. We thank the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team. See that now we take this message, and now non-Muslims now want to embrace Islam. Allah softens their hearts. So to you, my brother Abdullah, you know, I think I was in Durban last week, and I saw that the times there were 5:10, 5:15, 5:20. I'm not exactly sure that where you are, but if you are nearby a mosque, even now if you jump in your vehicle and you go to the any mosque, so now remember they will just be finishing their prayers or starting their prayer. So go there, my brother, and tell them that AK sent you and you just became a Muslim live on air, Radio Ansar and Marcus Sahaba. So you will see they'll welcome you, and inshallah, my brother, they'll give you books, literature, and then you must start fasting and so forth. You must start praying five times a day. They'll explain everything to you. Quickly, we make one quick dua, inshallah, for 1 minute. Alhamdulillah. We're praying for you, my brother Abdullah. Raise your hands. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma thabbitna lal iman wa amitna lal iman wa ahshurna yawm al qiyamati mal iman. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Tawaffana muslimin wa alhiqna bishuhada'i wa salihin ghayra khazaya wa la nadama wa la maftunin. Qala Allah ta'ala fi sha'ni habibi, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. My brother, you Abdullah, the Quran Kareem states, chapter 8, verse 38, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفَ. When a non-Muslim embraces Islam sincerely, then his sins of the past are forgiven you like a newborn baby. Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ يَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَ. Islam erases, expunges the sins of the past. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. So my brother Abdullah, please try and go to the mosque now nearby you. Even now, you dress nicely and so forth. Take a quick shower if you are still half asleep and so forth. And then you go there and they will assist you. Take my name. They all know me, inshallah. One more question, Mulana.
Can non-Muslims like myself keep a Muslim name? Because I had a good Muslim friend who passed on and want to keep his name alive.
You can keep that name. Nobody can prohibit you. It's free, democratic South Africa, as they say. But my brother, that the name alone is not going to help you. See our brother Sean now. He embraced Islam. I don't know which name, but we called him Abdullah. He will tell us tomorrow what name he chose and so forth, inshallah. So you must go one step further. Not only choose the name, you must choose the religion, which is the best for all times, all places, all circumstances. So that will be the real criteria, my brother. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.